2. South Carolina licensing procedures and requirements. Application procedures for taking a test. To apply for a commercial license, you must certify you have read and meet the qualification requirements under Federal Rule 49 CFR, Part 391 of the FMCSR's rules to operate a commercial motor vehicle. This manual will help you prepare for these tests. To apply for a commercial learner's permit, you may go to your local or most convenient Department of Motor Vehicles, SCDMV, branch office and take the knowledge test during normal working hours. To apply for a commercial driver's license, you must make an appointment to take the skills test at one of the designated CDL test sites. You must show a valid DOT medical examiner's certificate, pocket card. If the type of commerce you intend to operate requires proof that you are medically qualified pursuant to Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation 49 CFR, Part 391.41. If applicable, you must maintain a valid medical certificate on file with the SCDMV or be in jeopardy of losing your CDL. If a medical variance document is required, it too must be valid and kept on file with the SCDMV. Step-by-step procedures to apply. 1. You must be a United States citizen or an immigrant with a valid permanent resident card to be eligible for a South Carolina Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP, or Commercial Driver's License, CDL. 2. You must be at least 18 years of age to drive within the state of South Carolina and 21 years of age for interstate driving. 3. You must complete Form DL-402 Affidavit of Previous Driver's License, and Form 447 CDL application at an SCDMV office certifying that you meet the requirements found in Section 391 of the FMCSR. 4. You must self-certify the type of commerce for which you intend to use your CDL by completing Form DL-405A. This information will be added to your National Commercial Driver License Information System, CDLIS, record. 5. You must also provide a valid medical certification for any type of commerce that requires it. The SCDMV will not accept a medical certificate if it expires within 30 days from the date it is presented or if the medical examiner is not listed on the National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners. If a medical variance document is required, it too must be valid and provided to the SCDMV. 6. You must pass the vision test. This is no charge at the SCDMV. 7. Pass the skills test, which includes the vehicle inspection, demonstration of off-road and on-road driving skills. A. When renewing your CDL license, if you have had 5 or more points against you in the prior 2 years, you will have to pass the general knowledge test. B. If you hold a hazardous materials endorsement of your CDL, you will have to pass the hazardous material endorsement test. Knowledge examinations. The knowledge, written or oral test may be passed, with at least an 80% score. Endorsement test can be taken at the same time as the general knowledge test or at a later time. If you fail any portion of the knowledge examination, you must wait until the following day before you may retest. You may test 3 times on the original application fees paid. However, once you receive a permit or license, you must pay an additional fee for any additional test. The Hazardous Material Endorsement Test MUST be in a written or automated test format only. Skills Test. The skills tests are administered in designated SCDMV offices. Refer to SCDMV's public website for the designated sites at www.scdmvonline.com/dmvnew/offlocalist.aspx. The road test will not be given until you have passed all other parts of the examination. Each section of the skills test must be passed. Note: the state does not supply vehicles for the road test. Items you must take to the SCDMV for a CDL skills test. 1. Commercial learner's permit and driver's license. A. Provide a valid SC commercial learner's permit, CLP. B. Must have held the CLP for at least 14 days prior to taking the skills test. C. Provide a valid base SC driver's license or SC commercial driver's license. 2. Vehicle. A. Vehicle used to take the skills test must be representative of the class license for which you wish to be licensed. B. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition. C. Vehicle must contain the following items. I. Current vehicle registration card. E. Manufacturer's plate affixed to the vehicle indicating the GVWR, GCWR must be legible. E. Current annual federal inspection sticker, if required. A combination vehicle must have separate stickers for the truck and towed unit. The examiner cannot give the skills test unless the vehicle is in safe condition and legally equipped. Your vehicle must first be checked to ensure it complies with registration, vehicle inspection, and equipment laws. Only the applicant and SCDMV examiner are allowed in or around the vehicle during the skills test. There are three parts to the CDL skills test which must be taken in this order. 1. The vehicle inspection test. 2. The basic control skills test. And then, 3. The on-road test. Expiration of license. Your commercial driver's license shall expire every 8 years from the date of issuance unless you have a hazmat endorsement. In that case, your license will expire 5 years from the date in which you passed the security threat assessment. Any person applying to renew a South Carolina CDL that has expired for 9 months or more must repeat the same process for an initial CDL license. This includes the written test, skills test, and road test. Organ donor program. If you wish to become, or continue to be, an organ and tissue donor, please include this information on your application. Commercial learner's permits. Commercial learner's permits, CLPs, are valid for intrastate and interstate, out-of-state use, if the following conditions are met. You must have a commercial learner's permit, CLP, to operate a commercial motor vehicle which meets the requirements for a Class A, B, or C. State learner's permits are issued for 1 year and are considered valid for the purpose of behind-the-wheel training on public roads and highways, if the following minimum conditions are met. 1. A CLP may be issued to an individual who holds a valid Class D license and have passed the appropriate vision and written test for the Type 450 SOT. 2. The CLP holder must be 18 years of age or older. 3. A CLP may only contain the following endorsements: S. School bus, P. Passenger, N. Tanker. No other endorsements are permitted on a CLP. A CLP may never be issued with a hazardous materials endorsement. 4. An original CLP must be held for at least 14 days before you are eligible to take the skills test. 5. The holder of a CLP, unless otherwise disqualified, may drive a commercial motor vehicle, but only when accompanied by the holder of a valid CDL with applicable endorsements which are for the type vehicle being driven, and who occupies the seat beside the individual for the purpose of giving instruction in driving the commercial vehicle. 6. He does not operate a commercial motor vehicle transporting hazardous materials as defined in 383.5 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. 7. When renewing a CLP, you will be required to pass the knowledge and endorsement tests again. Upgrading a commercial driver's license. A commercial learner's permit, CLP, must be issued when upgrading a commercial driver's license, CDL, if the upgrade requires a skills test. You must hold the CLP for at least 14 days before you are eligible to take the skills test. All of the other conditions listed above regarding the CLP must also be met when upgrading a CDL. Restriction codes. An explanation of the restriction codes that could be displayed on a South Carolina commercial driver's license can be found on our public website at http://www.scdmvonline.com/driver-services/commercial-licenses/CDL-restriction-codes. Transfer of a commercial driver license from another state. After establishing a residence in South Carolina, you must apply to transfer your out-of-state CDL license within 30 days. This is in accordance with federal regulations and state law. The SCDMV will obtain your driving history from your previous state of record when you make application in South Carolina. If you have the hazardous materials endorsement, you will have to pass that knowledge test. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles will obtain driving information through the Commercial Driver's License Information System, CDLIS, the National Driver's Register, NDR, and from each state in which you have been licensed. You will be required to surrender your out-of-state license before a South Carolina commercial driver's license can be issued. Commercial learner's permits, CLP, are not transferable in South Carolina. You must surrender your CLP and pass the general knowledge test and any other applicable test in South Carolina before you are issued an SCCLP. You must hold the SCCLP for at least 14 calendar days before you are eligible to take the CDL skills test. To transfer a CDL from another state to South Carolina. 1. You must complete Form 447 CDL application at your local SCDMV office certifying you have read and understand and meet the qualifications requirements under 49 CFR, Part 391 of the FMCSRs. 2. You must self-certify the type of commerce for which you intend to use your CDL by completing Form DL-405A. This information will be added to your National Commercial Driver License Information System, CDLIS, record. 3. You must also provide a valid medical certification for any type of commerce that requires it. The SCDMV will not accept a medical certificate if it expires within 30 days from the date it is presented or if the medical examiner is not listed on the National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners. If a medical variance document is required, it too must be valid and provided to the SCDMV. 4. You are required to surrender the actual commercial driver's license you have in your possession at the time you apply. 5. You must pass the vision test. This is no charge at the SCDMV. 6. The fees for transferring your commercial driver's license are the same as applying for an original license. Railroad crossing violations. The following violations are separate from the serious traffic violations. For a detailed listing of all commercial violations, please view Section 383-51 of the Federal Motor Safety Carrier Regulations. 1. The driver who is not required to always stop, but fails to slow down and check that the tracks are clear of an approaching train. 2. The driver who is not required to always stop, but fails to stop before reaching the crossing if the tracks are not clear. 3. The driver who is always required to stop, but fails to stop before driving onto the crossing. 4. The driver who fails to have sufficient space to drive completely through the crossing without stopping. 5. The driver who fails to obey a traffic control device or the directions of an enforcement official at the crossing. 6. The driver who fails to negotiate a crossing because of insufficient undercarriage clearance. Length of disqualification for railroad crossing violations. For the first conviction, no less than 60 days. For the second conviction, if within a 3-period, no less than 120 days. For the third and subsequent conviction, if within a 3-year period, no less than 1 year. Hazmat threat assessment requirements. CDL drivers who wish to add a hazardous material, HME, endorsement or renew with an HME must pass a threat assessment from TSA before the credential may be issued or renewed. For more information on this process, please go the SCDMV's website, www.scdmvonline.com, and select Hazmat Requirements under the Driver Services tab. As of January 31, 2005, Part 383.23.3 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations prohibits a person with a commercial learner's permit from obtaining a hazardous material endorsement. Also, if you are requesting a Hazmat endorsement, X or H, on an original CDL, you must submit fingerprints, submit to a background check and obtain security clearance from the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, before issuance of an original CDL that includes a Hazmat endorsement. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, SCDMV, implemented provisions of the USA Patriot Act, Public Law 107-56 enacted by Congress on October 25, 2001, that apply to commercial drivers transporting hazardous materials. The primary impact to CDL drivers is the need for a background records check before a hazardous material endorsement, HME, can be issued or renewed. Drivers must submit a background records check application and fingerprints to TSA for approval. SCDMV Form DL-400, IS, provides instructions on how to obtain an HME as well as the TSA locations. The background records check and fingerprinting fees do not include the regular application, license and knowledge test fees. Refer to SCDMV's public website, www.scdmvonline.com, for fingerprinting locations and fees. The SCDMV cannot issue, renew, or upgrade a commercial driver's license with an HME until the driver completes a new application, is fingerprinted, and the background check is complete.